This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to part three of our January 23rd podcast.
We have them all.
This is a good one. What's this? What is it?
Shaka Khan, everybody, everybody, Shaka Khan. It's Ain't Nobody.
Oh, yeah?
This is a jam, man.
Kick it up, man. Kick it up.
Show.
Jack.
And we have Jack Rhodes.
Is in the studio.
That's right. Counselor Curtis, of course, all our legal. Oh, I did see. As a matter of fact, there was a Supreme Court thing today I'm going to talk about.
We got time. This is going to be a short segment.
Short segment, right. And our engineer, mixer, person, genius.
Hello, Dad.
Working the board. Working the knob.
Well, of course, people don't understand how it goes into
playing
the mix
with
on
his
this
knob
thing.
Over there.
That's right. Here in Florida, we have equivalent to Prop 13 in California. They had about a dozen years ago, they passed a constitutional amendment because... this being a big retirement state, a lot of elderly people were being taxed out of, literally taxed out of their homes. They were having taxes go up by a factor of 2, 3, and up to sometimes 10 times what their taxes were in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
By the 90s, were up by 10 times. And because they were on fixed incomes, so many people are here, retirement, especially down in St. Petersburg. I remember where a lot of this started, also called Wrinkle City for a reason. The deal was, so they got a constitutional amendment passed about 1995. It took effect that said, as long as you are in your home, your taxes can go up by no more than 3% a year. Of course, the government in its maniacal grab for additional funds had to get the money that it wanted to spend from other sources. So it got it from commercial people, apartments, businesses, and so forth. And those taxes,
they could raise,
them up forever. Mm-hmm. And not only that, of course, there are some independent taxing authorities here, which we talked about already. The library is one. The water system is another one. And what else? The school board is another one. They're independent. They even though they appear on your property tax bill, they are separate. They have separate budgets, and they're not. They can raise their taxes to the extent they want to. So anyway, what's happened is obviously the great law of unintended consequences. As people stay in their homes for 5 or 10 years, the value of their property has increased by maybe here in Florida. We haven't had the boom that they have at like California or some other place, or maybe down in Miami. But still, the value of the house has gone up maybe 4 or 5 times. Here's a house that maybe 10 years ago you paid $50,000-$60,000 for, and now it's worth $400,000. But your taxes are based only on the $50,000 or $60,000 plus 3% a year. So you are paying not much. Now, what happens, of course, is the newcomers to Florida, they can buy the house next door for $400,000, and they pay taxes on $400,000.
Well, it's not only the newcomers. It's also if you buy and sell a new home.
Right. In other words,
sell your house,
right,
or build a home.
That's right.
And they freaking ream you.
They ream you because you get
no
the stepped
lube.
Up. So there is a disincentive to move. I mean, there are people that are now locked in their homes because they can't afford to move.
Or there's people that are in the middle of building a house and getting ready to pay 11 times the taxes they had been paying for the last 18 years they lived in their home.
Exactly. So what has happened is we've had this tremendous.
What idiot Jesus. Would do that?
Yeah, what idiot would do that?
The Jack Road Show.
That's right. So anyway, the point is that in an effort to save our homes, quote unquote, they've created more distortions that were there in the first place. So the first thing you would think is, okay, we need to back off and start over. No. They have a new constitutional amendment that we're getting ready to vote on here in about 6 days.
Sweet.
And this is Save Our Homes 2, which is going to create even more distortions.
Oh.
Although, because what it does is it raises the homestead exemption.
No, you got to save our homes, Jimmy.
I know. Wait. Not only that, it has this thing called portability, because now what you can do is, let's say your home is valued at whatever it is, and you decide to move, where instead of stepping up to the new value of the home, you get to move your old home value into the new home so that your taxes don't go up quite as much. Anyway, the distortions.
That's a time constraint. It's a time bomb. In other words, you better move this year or next year.
Right.
And then, or you can't move at all. So all they're doing is prolonging. I mean,
pain.
Well,
not only that, it's even worse than that. You have a choice, actually. You can choose to step up your homestead exemption on a one-time shot, or you can make it portable. I think that's the way. Anyway, the point is the constitutional amendment itself is 3,000 words long. Now, I've always said that any law amendment that is 3,000 words has obviously got a lot of mischief in it. Number two, I read it. Jimmy, who has no life, read this thing.
Jimmy, that was just a dump or two for you, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you, it is 3,000 words. It is total gibberish. Now,
they
condensed it for the purpose of the ballot. They condensed it to 300 words, which nobody can understand. Again, it is condensed gibberish. And, of course, it's going to be voted on when you see the yard signs.
Yeah,
and the yard signs.
I'll have to put a link to that. Vote yes on one.
That's it. No, seriously.
Save our homes.
Yeah, save our homes.
Three words or save our homes.
But it's all one word, actually.
Okay, well,
believe it or not. But yes. But it has a big yes. And then there are those that has a big no. Vote no on one. And that's what
screw the home.
It's not that. I went down. Jimmy went down to talk to the county commission about this. The county commission wanted to know, should they actually come out and support it and send out $21,000 worth of postage to all the homes in Alachua County? Should they send out a note saying, look, vote against this thing. It sucks. Of course, the argument is maybe the county commission shouldn't be taking a position like that. And number two, $21,000, boy, that's a whole lot of money. So I went down there and I said, yes, the amendment, it obviously sucks, but not for the reasons that you think it is. You know, the county's worried because it's going to, quote, cut their take. They think it's going to cut their take. I personally don't have a problem with that part of it. It's that it's gibberish, and there's a lot of extra stuff in there. For instance, the school board is exempt. I mean, they're totally exempt. And what you see the letters to the editor here, and it says, oh, the schools are going to lose money. And I'm thinking, you haven't read even the condensed version.
Right.
It says in there, schools exempt, schools exempt, schools exempt. I mean, the property taxes go to zero, and the schools could still triple what they take. And yet you find teachers writing in saying, vote against this because we're going to be out of a job. I mean, you stupid idiot. I mean, you are so stupid. They should cut your job, that's for sure. So anyway, I went down and talked to the county, and I said, vote. I think you should do this. Well, needless to say, the people, of course, there are two people that are fighting against this. One are the builders and the realtors and everybody are saying, any tax cut's better than no tax cut. As bad as this is, as long as my taxes are cut for next year, I'm happy with it, and the devil take the hindmost. And that's right. I don't care. Any tax cut, I don't care what it is. And so those people are... want this thing to pass. And it's interesting because it's a tight vote against it. And of course, I said vote against it because it's gibberish. I mean, it's, you know.
Hey, folks, that's four gibberishes, just in case you're keeping track. So this thing is absolutely gibberish.
That's right.
Just one of them.
Times four.
Yeah.
And those are two.
Quad drib gibberish.
Two small gibberishes from you. So that counts in there too.
So, I mean, the question is if you vote no, are they going to go back and do a better job at this if you throw it back on the fire?
They're going to have to. That's the thing. They're going to have to. It's so bad. The situation right now is so bad that they're going to have to come up with something new. I mean, as I said before, if the amendment was only a camel, is a horse designed by a committee.
This is
an alien, super alien from another galaxy, twisted mass that makes your string of Christmas tree lights that have been in storage for 5 years look like they're clear as a bell. You know, that, I mean, like you could untangle them in a second, but no, I'm sorry, not going to happen. So anyway, I that's why I went down there too. And they, and out of 243,000 people in the county, how many people showed up to talk to the county about this at their special meeting?
One.
Yes.
One.
Uno.
Really?
Uno. And it was
Jimmy.
It was a Jimmy.
Jimmy dog.
Jimmy went down. Was the only one to go down there and talk about this. That's how important this is. I mean, that's what people don't understand. That's how stupid the people in Alachua County, stupid, that they didn't even bother to go down to something that this important, that affects their actual cash money in their pocket or not. Exactly one person went down. It was Jimmy.
Jeez Louise.
No, that's out of 243,000. Yeah, that's it. The applause. That's right. So anyway, we'll see. We will not know until Tuesday night, next Tuesday night, whether or not this thing passes, because the polls say it's 50-50 shot. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, because people don't care either way because they don't have a clue.
Well, because I'll tell you this much. If this thing passes, trust me, there will be another constitutional amendment within a decade that will address this one. People don't understand. Homestead exemption originally passed in Florida in the 30s. Why? Because Florida had just come out of the big disaster land grab fraud of the late 20s. And we're, of course, in the middle of a depression. But in Florida, they were selling, you know, swampland. I mean, the original fraud was in Florida. They were selling swampland like you wouldn't believe. And the whole system crashed. And people lost thousands and thousands. You know, they were paying $5,000 back in the 30s for lots that were underwater. Big fraud. Whole thing crashed.
Jimmy, that's waterfront property.
Yeah, I know it was. It was water property, all right. The front was in very small letters. So anyway, so the point was that in the mid-30s, they passed the homestead exemption was $5,000. They wanted, because Florida was a mosquito-infested swampland rat hole, the only way you could bribe people to come to Florida was to give them a tax exemption on their homes, which back then you could buy a home for $10,000. Half of it was tax exempt. Number two, no inheritance taxes. Number three, yeah. In the Constitution, it says no income tax. So basically, you come to Florida and live rent-free, just live here, and pay the sales tax, which was back then 3%. And the legislature met every 2 years for 1 month in the summertime in Tallahassee. Did they get anything done? No! They couldn't wait to hoof it out of there. No air conditioning back in those days.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that's pretty AC
days. No, I'm serious. So anyway, the point is those were the good old days, and the state pretty much took, this is pre-Disney and pre-Rhodes and everything else. And basically what happened was this state would fill up from December 15th to April 15th and then empty out the rest of the year, which made perfect sense. So now the state's full of people. You don't need a homestead exemption. Stay in Ohio. And now what they're talking is about doubling the homestead exemption from its current $25,000 to $50,000. I mean, it's a joke because it has, here's a
perfect. So what's happened is the tax
has long outlived its usefulness. So put everybody on, you know, everybody's so enamored and in love with this level playing field business. You want to make a level playing field? Get rid of the homestead exemption. And that way,
What's happened is the taxes in general on everything have gone up so much that it is now a selling point for them just to say any tax cut.
Right.
And be done with it. And of course, homes, I mean, what it's going to be is everything is going to be taxed, and then you'll have certain exemptions, like you'll have exemption on the food that you got right there in your hand.
Right, and then medicine, they always do that. Right. And then there's some kind of income, usually if you're the children or something.
Right.
So what's the net outcome of this?
Vote against.
Vote against it. They do it right. But they're never going to do the right thing, which is to eliminate the tax.
It's going
to
pass.
If it passes, you know, Katie bar the door. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare. And what happens is there's going to be a shuffle.
How is it going to be a nightmare?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. Since this portability, your current homestead exemption is portable, what you do is if you live in Miami or Fort Lauderdale or Broward County, you're currently taxed, your exemption might be $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000. So you move up here and basically you live tax free. It's portable. You bring it up here, you buy a $400,000 house, you bring your $400,000 of portability. Now, there's some percentages that are involved, but basically what happens is you can move up here and have no property taxes because you sold your $1 million home, your $1 million condo, 1,000 square feet condo in Broward County, and you move up here on 20 acres with a 5,200 square foot home and a swimming pool, and you pay no property taxes or very small property taxes.
And if you want to move down to Miami,
You're saying that's what's going to happen if
that, believe it or not. Now nobody is saying that, but I'm telling you this is Jimmy is looking forward to this is an unintended consequence that, trust me, a lot of people who are living down there in little Cuba, little Venezuela are going to say, hey man, we can move up north to Alachua County and live for free, man.
So what about, you say they're going to pass this that gives this ability for you
the portability of your exemption.
Right.
And so what happens is distortion will be counties like up here in Gilchrist, the ones around us that are like, I don't know what it is, but some of the little counties around here, they're very small. And I'm telling you, if somebody moves up there and buys a, 100 acres with builds a $500,000
John
home.
John Travolta house.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And they pay no taxes. I mean, literally what's going to happen is the farmer who was paying some taxes or the homeowner who was living in a shack who was paying some tax, now that goes away and suddenly they've got this huge infrastructure need. And the taxes actually decrease. The amount of money that the county can collect decreases. I mean, they're going to just poop.
Right.
I mean,
it still provides zero incentive for somebody who's got a bunch of money and wants to move into a bigger house. I mean, they can't really.
If you are renting.
Yeah.
And you want to buy and live into a house. Right. It doesn't pay you to move into a $400,000 house.
Right.
Even though your homestead exemption doubles to $50,000,
right.
Yeah, okay, that's fine if you want to buy a $60,000 cardboard box under a bridge and live in it, but that's fine.
But not $1 million house.
Not a chance. So anyway, the point is, the unintended consequence, this is, trust me on this, within a decade, I'll tell you the truth, five years, there's going to be a march on Tallahassee, pitchforks, and the burning, what do you call those things with the fire on the top?
Torches,
yes.
Yep.
So that's the
cakes?
Update.
We
birthday cake, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. That's what it is, the birthday cake.
We should, did you post that Why I Love the Government by Jimmy, the updated why
thing? The stupid thing.
Yeah,
yes,
the stupid thing.
Did you put that on
your blog?
I think I did, yeah.
If make sure you do, because I'm going to we'll tell people it's on there, but that's pretty dang funny.
Jimmy's blog?
Jimmy has a blog on the website.
Yeah, Jimmy's got
a
Jimmy Jabber blog, yeah.
Jimmy Jabber.
Mm-hmm. I got a light note here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, are we into light notes?
Yes, we are. We're on now. Done.
Woo! Okay, automaker unveils world's cheapest car.
Yeah.
I thought we talked about this.
No.
Oh, this is the one in India.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called the Taka or something.
Something like
that. The Taco.
Tata.
Tata, whatever.
It's the Tata.
$2,500.
Ta-ta.
My favorite part about this whole story is the quote from the chief UN climatologist who shares the Nobel Prize, it points out here, with Al Gore.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And his quote is, I'm having nightmares about the prospect of a low-cost car. This guy is terrified that 1.2 billion people in India
will be mobile.
Right.
In those things, in those cars,
right.
in those 25.
His whole outlook is long term. He's thinking 100, 200 years down the road.
But these things are very, very low, low
turns
carbon.
Out they're fairly.
Whatever.
It's like a moped.
No, it's more than that.
I'm saying,
a four door car with, but, it's a 500cc engine or something.
No, I understand, but the output, isn't the pollution it's putting out,
it's fairly low.
Less than a motorcycle.
Right. Oh, yeah, way less. Well, the thing I like about it is, of course, this guy was complaining. He was terrified. This is, of course, from the backseat of his limousine as he rode from Midtown
with
his motorcade and phoning from his
limo.
His Hummer limo, right. And, his Mr. Low Car.
I'm just scared to death. Pouring oil out the back.
Yeah. I guess if you think about it, the Indian roads are probably already pretty outrageous. So
well, there's going to be.
Let's add another 5 million.
Look,
crazies
so
behind
what?
The wheel.
The point is this. The point is forest for the trees here. The thing is that you're talking about if you made 1 billion people mobile, you increase their standard of living immensely, immediately.
Right.
Plus all of the productivity that is added to their culture by virtue of the fact that they can move around now.
Yep.
I mean, it just. The amazing bonanza of productivity and creation that would come out of this far, far exceeds what this guy's fear is that's going to culminate in 100 years.
And what would the solution be? At 100 years, of course. That's a joke, too. In 100 years, trust me, there are so many things. These guys have so short-sighted. I'm saying in 10 years, in 15, 20 years, this is all going to be fixed.
Right.
If the government will get out of the way.
Right.
Right.
They think that we're the short-sighted ones because we're looking at the 10 to 15 years.
Right.
And they're not even seeing what's going to happen is going to change whatever their 100-year outlook is.
Unbelievable.
I mean, this is like...
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, the arrogance of that guy.
If he could push a button... And stop.
He would.
The entire production.
That's
of this
the stuff, scary part.
He would do it in 1 second.
That's right. You're right about that. That is right.
Oh!
I'll have to get back. I thought for sure.
Answer the phone. Press to Allah. Answer the phone.
Jesus Christ, man.
There we go.
Hello, infidel. Infidel phone ringing.
It's my new phone.
Oh, yes, infidel. Big
my
up
new
the
ringtone.
Phone. It could be Allah calling. Oh, big up the phone before it blows up. Big up the phone. Oh, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Big up the phone.
Now, let me ask you, we can take that on the airplane, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have somebody call you while you're boarding?
Yep. Oh, yes. That'd be perfect.
As you're going through TSA. Oh, excuse me. Let me get my phone.
Yeah, I like the name of the car, though, the Tata. I mean, you know, you could do a lot with that advertising. You know, you could map like Ava Angelina or whatever, you know, Samantha Fox up there. Everybody likes Tata.
Samantha Fox.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 20 years ago. Wow, you know, whatever they have now, you know. Hey, man, that's old school 80s porn coming out now.
You got Marilyn Monroe up there.
Yeah. Or like Mr. Burns, like mentioning people that. Herbert Hoover would be like, wow, that's old. I mean,
yeah, no, I think that Mae West would like be there.
Mae West. Or
Betsy Ross.
What a dish. That's Betty Grable. Ooh.
What did Burns call a telephone?
Telephone machine.
Telephone machine.
I believe you need some help running your telephone machine.
More practice.
That was it.
Hey, so I saw this great movie last night. I'm going to plug the website because I thought it was awesome. It was all about bombs. And it was just great. And if you guys know the Jimmy Dome logo, our fans out there, you see it on the website there. You know, it shows that shot, you know. And I believe is our logo is the hydrogen bomb. Is that correct?
I'd have to go back and look and see which one I ripped off.
I believe.
I downloaded like 3,000 hydrogen.
I'm sure
it's a combination of several different bombs, actually, believe it or not. Yeah.
I'm sure you mean the one that you know.
It's government pictures. There are government pictures. You're allowed to rip off the government.
Right, absolutely.
The picture that you bought.
So this website, it was a great movie, and you can go to...
All About Bombs?
Yeah, it was awesome. FoolishEarthling.com.
I love it.
Really?
FoolishEarthling.com. Yeah, maybe we can put a link to it.
I'll put a link to it.
Yeah. Oh, I love
it's
that.
Just great.
FoolishEarthling.com.
Yeah, right. And I'm sure if you go to that, they'll have this.
What's the guy's name? What's the newscaster on...
Morbo.
Morbo.
Earthlings do not yet know the meaning of suffering.
Oh, God, I love that guy.
Yeah, he is great.
Oh, it's just... and the girl just laughs every time. She just...
Oh, man. Did you see the Katrina victims wanted to get the huge checks they were demanding?
$3 quadrillion.
I want to know how many quatloos is that.
I thought we had talked about that. We haven't talked about that. Three freaking quadrillion.
For those of you who don't know, that was the amount of somebody's claim.
Yeah.
They're suing what? The city of New Orleans and the Corps of Army Engineers, something like that?
Yeah, I love a stack of 1 quadrillion pennies would reach Saturn.
The land bridge.
Well, is that what Saturn's on the same side of the sun as ours?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That apogee.
No, that's not. I mean, this is important. It's a moving target here. Yeah.
Add a few quadrillion.
Yeah. One of the quotes.
What a bunch of freaking idiots.
Well, can you imagine?
New Orleans, right? Whatever.
Can you imagine somebody actually took it in?
Ass.
I mean, somebody actually, you know, stamped it as, you know, okay, we'll put this in the food chain.
Well, that was It was Amanda Jones. She goes, it's important to the person who filed it, so we're taking every single claim seriously.
Oh, God.
Yeah. 3 quadrillion.
Yeah, you take that seriously. Yeah. God. Yeah, right. And of course, what happens if she wins?
Oh,
I don't know. Was it a she or a he or who knows?
Well, it doesn't matter. But the claimant,
I would say,
the judge gets
to reduce that verdict.
I'm guessing number one.
Okay,
you owe them the earth.
Yeah, that's a down payment.
Right. It's a down payment. Yeah, because I mean
try and take possession.
Well, the entire. Whatever GDP of the U.S. is $13 trillion.
Right.
Entitlement mentality.
Which is thousands upon thousands short of that, right?
Let's see. Another thing I had. Let's get a little into the politics here that has been booming. We talked about it briefly, I know, in the beginning. But also,
did you see the protesters asked Hillary to iron their shirts?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
We did talk about that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see. But I want to mention another website here. PolitiFact.com, PolitiFact. And I just think it's funny. What they've been doing is they've been following all of the statements currently. And, you know, it's obviously a bunch of 20-somethings running this thing because they're 24/7. They're updating this all the time as all of the campaigns go on and make these announcements. They immediately will, you know, do the background.
This is the same Pete Times company, PolitiFact is.
Right, PolitiFact. Okay, so they're immediately going in there, and they have something called the Truthometer.
Oh, right.
Truth-o-meter. You know, so when...
They examine right, each statement to find out... Right. In other words, when you claim that your opponent killed babies, you have to see, actually, did it happen, right. Number one, and to what... And so they say, it's 46% true, or something like that.
But I think it's a great educational tool. At least it gets people right. It is, like you said, it is based out here in Florida here, but of course, it's right now it's all about the national...
Well, the other website, I don't know where it is. Somebody sent it to me. I guess it was... Engineer, did you send me the one of how they live?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
The houses they live in and how much money they make and the cars they drive.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can see they got theirs, boy. I'll tell you.
They do.
They're not exactly wallowing in poverty.
We talked about it before, but Edwards is, what, 26,000 square feet?
Yeah,
26,000.
Yeah. Well, but it was funny because all their cars were pretty much gas guzzlers, including...
No.
It was somebody else that was driving around in a hybrid limo.
Right.
You know, but it was still, you know... But, that's interesting. Where they lived, Obama was the poorest of them all.
Still worth a couple of million.
Yeah, well, between, you know, 500 and 1.4 or something like that.
Yeah,
and in fact, I think EJ's about done with his...
He went in to try and get money for it. I don't think he's gotten the money yet. He's trying to get $750 or something.
Oh,
his production costs.
Okay, so
it's solid. It's like solid chocolate. It's if you go to like ronpaulncr.com, there's a place to chip in for
all right,
it.
We'll do that. So if we're into Ron Paul, did you see that AOL?
The straw poll.
Right,
was that the one where you answer all those questions?
Well, you just say who you want to be president right now, and you vote.
Uh-huh.
And out of like 108,000 votes, Ron Paul was number two.
Well, yeah, we'll show you that. And
but I like the one where they ask you like 25
state,
or 30 questions.
But it shows by state, you know, and all this, and just but it shows an amazing. It's feedback of who's on AOL.
Right.
So you got to take that, you know, right in there. But it
America.
Is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It says America Online.
It does.
Got to be. Got to be an unbiased, totally representative
AOL
poll.
AOL was like, you know, there were only 3 or 4. AOL was, you know.
Yeah, you got to
touted as the one, and we're gonna.
What do you bet that 95% of them are guys?
Well, think. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did you see that New Mexico is considering a video game tax?
Oh,
whoa.
God, taxes, got to get more taxes.
Yeah, no, I mean, the comments from this were, like, unbelievable.
I didn't see this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's basically they're gonna tax you
for
playing video games, like gambling.
And then they're gonna
promote what outdoor, they're gonna promote getting outside.
Yeah,
hiking and camping. And
right, I love the tax name. It's called No Child Left Inside.
Ah! That's great.
They tax you out of your homes, and then we'll turn down the AC.
Yeah,
that doesn't work.
Yeah, they were. It's some kind of tax. Yeah.
No child left inside.
Like you said,
I thought
yeah.
that was the abortion people that wanted.
Oh, rim shot. Do we got a rim shot? That was
one of the comments was like, if they raise the tax at 15%, there'd be enough money for someone to invent the book. This book would have things like pages that would have printed words on them, could inform, motivate, and be interesting.
Yep, yep. Hey, you seen some of this backlash on Tom Cruise lately? All the stuff on that. They've pulled up old, you know, some of them old, I guess some of them new, but comments on just how he's now become this, you know, one of the extreme leaders.
Yeah, he's like number two on
Scientology.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, I read one of the comments that said he's not up there in the thing. The real leaders don't believe all the crap. He's one of the face people.
Right.
Right.
I thought that they're
boy,
giving.
Not the truth. The true believers.
I loved in their churches they have giving kiosks, like ATMs, only they just take your money. That was a great idea.
Reverse ATM.
All you have to do
is walk into any of the major cities in the United States and somewhere downtown in the heart of the financial district or otherwise where the real estate is incredibly expensive, and you will find a large church of Scientology. And I mean, when I found one in L.A., in downtown L.A., and I was like, wow, I mean, it looked like it had been there for 40 years. And, I mean, he didn't get Scientology cranked up until the late 50s, early 60s.
Right. And then also downtown Clearwater is one of the big things, too.
Clearwater's like an episode.
You're talking about LRH, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, it's like an inverted pyramid down there.
Cold.
You know.
Yeah,
in Clearwater.
So he's been in the thing.
But it reminds me, you know, what you bring up a valid point. I look at all these charlatans that are out. Well, they're not only Sundays now, but I got like two or three or four religious channels that are on 24/7. And I mean, every one of them is Miracle Water, Miracle Cloth, Miracle whatever. Just send money. I mean, what a bunch of charlatans. You talk about
Miracle Cloth.
No, I mean, it is amazing to me that they sit there with a book and they're talking back and forth about like this is really real stuff, you know. And they'll quote like one sentence out of, I don't know, Ephesians 12. And, you know, talk about it for 30 minutes as if, like, it's like some kind of real thing. And, oh, by the way, don't send any money. Call this 800 number for prayer hotline. You know, and you know it's all free, right?
Well, you know, it's QVC. It's Home Shopping Network. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
I mean,
Creflo Dollar Jr. Give me a break.
Creflo Dollar.
Creflo. Basically, create a flow a dollar.
No, that's exactly right.
I mean, Creflo Dollar. So, I mean, and that's what he does.
He tried to disguise his name.
No. He tried it. But you know what? Most people, they didn't figure it out. If you're sending the money, you didn't figure it out.
That's
you know?
Right. Well, it's like being in a poker game. You know, if you don't know who the sucker is after five hands, you're in.
It's you. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, that'd be really the only thing I had. I had. Did you see the two guys who brought the corpse into the store to cash the check?
They got caught.
Yeah.
They did a weekend at Bernie's.
They did try to pull a weekend at
this
Bernie's.
This was in New York City. They brought a man, I guess. I guess he died in the morning, but they wanted to get his last Social Security check.
Yeah, that was his Social Security check.
So they wheeled him down in an office chair.
Yeah, about a block away.
And Apu was there.
I think it said they left him outside while they went in and said, hey, we want to cash that guy's check. Oh, sure.
And he, like, rolled off the chair.
Yeah, down the hill.
You know, you'd think you'd be better. You'd think you'd have a better job. I mean, you'd place the duct tape a little more strategically if you're going to go in and do something like that.
Yeah, but these are two guys that didn't have $355 too. So,
well, know. I know, but still, they didn't. The guys in Weekend at Bernie's didn't either. You need a piece of string attached to your arm, you know, so you could wave at people. I mean,
this is on another. Well, sort of back to the series. As you saw, all the new Real ID, new security rules for driver's license they're trying to pass.
Yeah,
through.
I saw Homeland
There's
Security
a revolt going
guy,
on in like 17 states.
I mean, Chertoff. Wanted us to more lines. That's just more real ID stuff. Until they fully fund it, we're okay. But
you say that, but I'm telling you, they're like 17. The guy from Idaho, for instance, they're talking about having a revolt. And of course, the deal is that you're not, you know, you can revolt all you want, but if you can't go on an airplane or you can't go into a federal building, I actually that might be a way to get out of jury duty. If you know, sorry, not allowed to go in.
I don't have my real ID.
What about it? What about a jail? That's a federal building. Can't go in there.
Can't go in.
I love Tommy, Counselor Tommy's good. So the real ID program will replace the current fake ID program.
Right. It should be the new fake ID
program.
The
new fake ID. Right. You see the husband and wife discovered their twins?
You know, that.
No.
Yeah. I thought this was like West Virginia, but it's what? London.
Are you kidding?
Twins who were separated at birth got married without realizing they were brother and sister.
No way. How'd they find out?
DNA. Yeah, it was DNA
test. But why test? I mean, what?
Right.
Say, you got
it. It was in British, and the court annulled their, God, could you imagine? Their marriage. Let's
can
see
you
here.
Imagine? You did like, ew!
Yeah. Yeah. Ew!
Well, of course, when their child turns out to be some kind of deformed thing.
Now, wait a second. Business, do they have a website?
No.
Oh.
Right over your head, Mr.
I have no idea what that was about. You're right about that. Right, yeah. Zing, 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 going over my head.
Did you say it was a brother and a sister who
they
married?
Got married? Right. Yeah, and it may have been something about they were going to have.
Oh, they went in for a blood test, maybe.
Yeah, they went in for a blood test for a child,
kids. Yeah.
Kids, and things like that, and they got found out. So, anyway, it brings up.
That doesn't really surprise me. You know, they you hear stories that maybe they're apocryphal, but you hear stories about this all the time where twins separated and so forth are. They have some kind of magic, you know, Vulcan, I don't know, over space.
Right. They felt that they felt an inevitable attraction.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they. Hey, sis.
All right. It was like we were twins.
I don't know. I mean, I got more, but I'm tapped out. I'm Winchester.
Yeah, we've blown
through enough.
Blow us some tunes.
All right.
Woo! All right.
Welcome.
Well, sorry for the delay. We'll see if we can get in before, you know, this is although I don't know why we get more hits on the website when we don't have a show.
Yeah. But actually we get more transfer when we actually do post shows.
That's true.
And we have had a really good transfer recently, so people aren't just stopping by. I noticed that on the actual pages our average stay times are still, you know, respectively what they were before. So regardless of how people are getting to the site, they're still hanging on the page for a couple minutes and looking around.
They're pulling down some of the archives.
Yeah, and they are pulling some archives.
Well, we need to get some more pictures up there. But
I sent you a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, I know.
I got to do it. I got some really good ones.
I just sent you a good one of Hugo.
Yeah.
Hey, keep those emails coming. We're loving those emails.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And in fact, I put a few, Bernie, if you're listening out there, buddy, I put a couple zaps in there. Maybe you could zap the Queen's buggy or something.
Yeah.
You know? or the ballots. No, I don't know. Just maybe your favorite pub or something. Take a picture, send it to us. We'll
Bernie, I don't want to have to come bail you out, man.
Hey, remember we got
they call them solicitors over there.
Remember,
I like that name.
Remember, we got the new T-shirts and we got the mugs for sale as well.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe. All right, if you say so.
If you say so, yeah. Are these the Jack Rhodes T-shirts?
Jack Rhodes, those are special order only.
Special order. They're coming. They're big money. That's right.
As long as you pay me enough so that I can go to a non-extraditable country. And honestly, for those of you that are donating to our PayPal account, in all sincerity, we appreciate it. Keep that coming, too.
All right. Jack,
yeah.
Jack Rhodes.
Jack Stash getting low.
In memory of Jack Rhodes.
Ow! The Jimmy Doan Show. 2008.
See y'all next time. Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. Thanks for listening to our show. If you think about it, tell a friend. Have a great day.